would like to ask that coordinators come up to the microphone and form a stack for reports and announcements of new officers.
Hello, everyone. We would like to be able to reuse the badge holders, like this one. So can you please turn in your badge holder so we can use it for our next time we have a meeting? Just put them on the counter up there, or give them back to Connor at the table, at the registration table. Thank you.
All right. Do we have any coordinators from any of the standing committees or working groups who are going to report on appointments? Or do we have any county organizations that are going to report on appointments from regional caucuses?
Well,
if so, please come and form a stack at the microphone. And brief committee and working group reports also in the stack. So please, could we focus? I'd like people to sit down gently and take any other conversations elsewhere, please, briefly. Okay, let's go ahead and begin at the stack.
Okay, report. Just recording. Reporting from the delegates from the Orange Riverside San Bernardino region have elected rep. Currently that seat is open, and that's me, Matt Leslie. I've been elected to the CC to represent Orange Riverside and San Bernardino County for the remainder of the existing term, as I understand it. Thank you. Matt Leslie.
Jim Stauffer, coordinator of the IT group. We have an announcement to make that we'll also be putting it out on all the lists and such. You know, we've gotten a lot of comments about the front page, and there are as many different ideas for the front page as there are people talking about it. What we decided to do is we're going to hold a front page design contest. So everybody with all their great ideas can show us what they can do. What's the prize? You get a free T-shirt. Yeah, we'll put your name on the front page. Created by. So, it's going to take us a while. Right now our biggest project is getting the online voting thing going, so when that's over with, we'll get this thing written up and circulate it out, and we'll see what comes of it.
Hi, Kendra Gonzalez, Campaigns and Candidates Working Group. And we made some appointments. So, number one, I'm stepping down in my role after 2 years, and Mr. Greg Jan is... Oh, thank you. Yeah. Boy, was it fun. Now, I learned a lot, but I really want to step back for a little bit, not totally, and work on building my local, which without Adrian and I, just they don't do much of anything. They do green things, but not together as the Green Party. So I think I certainly want to spend some time building that up, and then, of course, come back and always come to plenaries. So Greg Jan is actually stepping up as an interim COCO until the beginning of 2012, when the election cycle really starts. And Alameda is always very integral in a lot of the processes that go on. So we do need someone to consider, replacing him at that point, and also a female COCO. For gender balance would be really wonderful to have on this very active working group. So we've got that to report, and thank you, Greg, for stepping in, because we know how busy you are, so this is like a whole other added thing. So CCWG members, please step up and offer to, you know, take on tasks. It's a working group, so let's keep that in mind. We also have a new member of, Joan has offered to step in as one of the polling coordinators.
So, volunteer.
Oh, to assist Greg. Oh, okay. So, okay, I misunderstood. I'm sorry. So we still need to fill those two positions for polling coordinators. So anyone who's interested in state ballot measures and organizing that process, it's very labor intensive, but it's a short period of time. And that's coming up fairly soon here. So we've got that. And then we did appoint two of our members to the Campaign Fund Support Committee. So we have Jean-Marc, I think I had to pronounce your last name, Jandonia, and Mike Feinstein have stepped up to be the CCWG appointed members of the six-member committee for two others from CC and two more from finance. So those still, I think, need to be filled out. I don't know, maybe we'll hear otherwise. And we pretty much talked about a little bit about Prop 14 and a lot about the upcoming strategy session in Ventura. The date is set, August 20th. And it's a non-decision-making gathering, so it's strategic planning. And we're talking about how we want to structure that, whether we want separate workshops that are competing at the same time or one big room where we all experience all the workshops or whatnot. So you'll be seeing some emails flying out real soon here about that and polling for responses on what people really want to do and what they want to see presented. So that is coming up, and just involves all the strategic planning that we're dealing with Prop 14. So that's, you know, a big part of this. I think that's about it, unless I'm missing anything major. So thank you.
Yes, I'm Shane Cuhi, the platform COCO. Well, congratulations to us all for finally passing the tax reform plank. It's never ever going to be perfect, and because it's a moving target, but that's the way the whole platform is. And also thank you for also acquiescing with the revised wording for the plank about the disabled. Now, what we're going to be doing for the full General Assembly, we'll be concentrating on changing and updating the nuclear energy and nuclear parts of the platform. And any of you who have any passionate thoughts about it, please contact me. And also, if you're interested in contributing any new items to the current platform, please contact me. And we'd love to have you participate in the platform listserv so that all the planks which relate to nuclear use of nuclear energy are essentially updated appropriately. And, of course, there was a great start with Mike Feinstein's resolution, naturally. So that's number one. Now, number two is relative to the gathering that's in Ventura. We'd like to essentially start instituting the system of having position papers on things that all of you are passionate about. So we'd like to have some suggestions about what kind of position papers that the platform committee should essentially develop. Now, of course, that also could mean that we work in conjunction with other committees and working groups. And if that's appropriate, that's fine. But all of you need to know that that's what we'd like to essentially initiate more. And then from the position paper, we would then kind of condense things to create new platforms. Also, it's possible that the fall plenary might be my last as COCO, So any of you who would like to be Platform Coco, both male and female, because I kind of embody both, I suppose. That would be fine. And any of you who would like to volunteer for the Platform Committee, please contact me. Thank you. Mike?
Michael Bornstein, representing both the Central Region and GROW Working Group. Central Region had a caucus and filled one of its rep seats with a brand new alternate, Randy Hicks, Sacramento. And myself for the rep will be serving for the next 2 years, leaving one seat open, which we will address at home with our alternate process. GROW held a fairly understaffed meeting considering our task at hand, which is how to create a registration drive that everybody yesterday said they wanted, but we unfortunately voted not to fund. So our discussion was how to have a registration drive statewide that's attractive, sexy, and can draw people in from all counties and develop locals and do that with no money, which might have been a better way of thinking, some of us thought, than doing it with money as opposed to a finance party or a grassroots party. We'll come back at the gathering, strategic gathering in August, and would hope to have a very wide-ranging group with just that subject in hand. How do we get out to the counties, develop locals, and develop an exaggerated plan for registering voters? How to get to that 100,000 more folks, or at least to where we were during NADA, which is about 170,000 folks, and have 10, 20 more counties activated. Because right now we only have about 10 or 12 counties coming to our plenaries. I forget how many are here, when we actually have 58 in the state. So we've set some high goals for ourselves, but unfortunately with a short staff meeting, we'll come back at you at the gathering and ask for your participation. Thank you.
Barry Hermanson from San Francisco, and I also serve on the Finance Committee. So we had a very good meeting. I was very pleased to see so many people interested in finance, and considering our discussion yesterday, of course, there's a great deal of interest as we try to move forward and actually generate more resources for our party. And, obviously, as we do, we'll have many more discussions as to how we are actually going to spend or use those resources going forward. The next 6 months will be challenging. There are a number of decisions that do need to be made. Our finance committee, we really do need to repopulate that and to begin again to have regular meetings. I'm confident we will do that. We'll have a major decision point in July as this contract that we have proposed last night to enter into with Marnie Glickman over the next 3 months, and we will be coming together to actually decide and make a formal recommendation to our coordinating committee to actually then go forward or not go forward, depending upon the results that Marnie is able to develop over the next 3 months. So I'm very excited about the possibilities going forward. It's a little daunting to think that at the fall plenary, we'll have to revisit budget questions again. Normally we only do that one time a year. But hopefully we can present something that is much clearer, easy for people to grasp. What was done yesterday, it was a good discussion, but we need to do a better job in presentation. So, and I hope we can do that. So, a quick question, and we got to move on. The campaign support committee, we've got a couple of folks who are interested in doing that, and so Chris and Bert Hoyer, Chris Bellucci, were interested in doing that. There was a concern that as the we have a whole bunch of new members that will are going to be added to the coordinating committee, and to make sure that any individual who is actually part of the coordinating committee that does want to serve on that, that we don't, prevent them from doing that. But right now we have a couple of volunteers that did step forward to serve on the campaign support finance committee. Okay? So we still need two more people to have a full six-member committee. For the campaign support finance committee. From the coordinating committee. That's right. Yes. So that, I think that I'm done. So
before we wrap up, I'd like to say a few words as a candidate. Now maybe as good as ever. So, yeah. It's really good to be up here from San Diego and see so many familiar faces and to meet new friends. I am, as far as it goes, your presidential candidate for the Green Party. No one else has stepped forward. So I've been doing this for a while. I figure it's been just a warm-up. I want to thank people here who have voiced their support and given me their support. I am going to be in the area. I'm leave for a couple days, departing San Francisco at 5 p.m. So until mid-afternoon Tuesday, I will be available. If you think you can have some time to get together with me, I'll give you my cell number. I'm staying in Oakland. And I do need help getting my website up. I have my last one, but it's not online yet, messplay.org. I also own messplay.com. And also, for those of you who are writing checks, it's Messplay for President, the same account I've had with the FEC for about 8 years now. Anyway, it's been a great time. I want to thank people for their help and Greg Jan and the host committee. I think overall this went very, very well. So thank you again. I believe so. I think that's it.
Is there anyone here from the host committee?
Yes, Joan Strong. I'm not from the host committee. Oh, sorry.
Is there anyone here from the host committee to lead a closing ceremony?